You're listening to Wake Up Tucson. This podcast is a Bustos Media production on The Voice. Be sure to subscribe wherever you listen to your favorite podcasts.
Oh, Matt's doing old fat Elvis karate back there. Good job, buddy.
Emphasis on old and fat.
You're a beautifully trim person. 790-2040 is the phone number. You're on the Wake Up Tucson show. CJ's in the kitchen whipping up some dinner, breakfast, and lunch for us.
Woohoo! Yeah!
Happy birthday to Ray Allen.
Ray Allen!
Our operations guru here. Made the horrible mistake of hiring Matt for this job. So
happy birthday,
not for
Ray.
Me, for Matt. Supposed to protect your friends, for God's sakes. So CJ's going to hang out for an hour. We're just going to have fun on a variety of topics. You can call this is open second line. Call us on anything. We don't care. Food, politics, all of it. We're going to do it up. He brought the beard back, for God's sakes, after he was beautifully clean shaven before this. So I got an email from Rodney Glassman. Okay.
What?
And what Rodney does.
How many names did he drop?
14.
Okay.
I saw Ed Alexander, a picture of him, and that means he's voting for me. So what he does, Rodney, is what's so amazing about Rodney, not much, is he texts, he'll email me. He hits me at 8:08 on Wednesday. Okay. Matt, there's a 78% chance at 8:08. What is happening to Christy Simone?
Between 78% and 99.99% that you will be in that chair talking on the radio.
No. 8:08 at night. Sorry. I apologize. On a Wednesday night at 8:08, what's a good chance what D. Simone's doing?
Snoozing.
Yes. Correct, right? So Rodney emails me from his bejebe.com, his law firm website. And he's like, Chris, I'm in town all day tomorrow starting at 7:30 a.m. breakfast. Any way I can call in, would you have time for a coffee? Right? Now, what I love about Gmail, beautiful convenience, and I didn't do this on purpose, it automatically took Rodney's email and put it into spam. Like, as if Gmail knew. You shouldn't even get this.
Maybe he blind copied you, and that's why.
I don't know.
That's a sort of a bad joke, but yeah.
Right? I'm just saying. God bless it. God bless Gmail. Absolutely. Give that kid a microphone. CJ Ham, Saguaro Corners, Mulligan's.
Look at how beautiful he is in his Lacoste polo shirt. Is that a light pink? I love it.
Do a little Allen Michaels for you.
Yeah, well. He's got the collar up. Got the collar up. How would you describe the color of that shirt? What would you call it, Matt? What's that shirt. He's like pointing at it. Yeah, that shirt.
I know what color it is.
What is it?
Didn't know you guys were colorblind. It's pink.
All right.
Is it not? Yeah.
It's like a light pink.
Okay. You didn't know we were colorblind. We're two middle-aged men.
Man.
Pretty much right in the middle of colorblindness.
I put the in honor of Chili calling earlier and you being here. I put the picture of the pork store on my Facebook page.
Oh, that's
of
a beautiful story.
Satrielli in the Sopranos, where they would sit outside in the front with those white plastic chairs.
My favorite scenes from the Satriellis was when Tony would just get a sandwich, and the FBI would tell him something he didn't want to hear, and he'd get all pissed off, take one more bite, and throw it in the trash. Happened like two or three times throughout the
I just series. Love the idea. And I had one in my neighborhood in New York. It was called A&S Pork Store.
Yep.
Right? So just the idea that, you know, it's kind of like the Italian version of the sausage shop.
Yep.
Exactly. Right? Except we say, hey, it's the pork store. So
even though there's a million things in there besides pork, it's still a pork store.
You are correct. You are correct. Because I think in the end, right, like the sausage and stuff is the most important thing, which is, you know, in those days, always made of pork.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, for sure.
You know, in these day and age, you know, I can't eat a chicken sausage. I do like chicken sausage, especially Kent has a couple that are good because it's less fat. It's
yeah.
Like, you know, the other ones.
It's not sausage, you know, it's a little dry. It's a little mealy.
I would say Kent.
I mean, not Kent. Saying they're sausages that you're speaking of. I'm just
I know
saying.
What you're saying.
Any chicken sausage I've had is not it's good. Doesn't hit the sausage mark, I don't think.
What's going on in the world of saguaro corners today? Recently, what's cooking? You guys are busy as hell, I assume.
Yeah, I mean it's summertime, so it's you're gonna see a drop off, you know, especially in lunch.
But you guys have been pretty
temperature climbs,
pretty rocking.
Yeah, for sure. I can't complain at all. It's been a good run this year.
How's the world of employees?
You know, it's pretty not good.
It's better than you've heard from some of your friends, I assume.
I'm lucky. I really am because I have a good, you know, a good core group of people, and we fill in here, there, and you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. But you know, I've heard horror stories and people can't, you know, close because they don't have anybody to work. So I'm very blessed in the fact that you know, I do have some good employees, which I still reserve the right to complain about them.
Sure.
But I have quite a few great employees, so I'm very definitely cool. Lucky. Yeah.
How about supply chain?
You know, I just came out with this new dish that had Similac as a garnish. So that goes right out the window. But
what a jerk.
You know, it's a weekly game of what the heck are we going to have? What are we not going to have? What are they going to try to substitute?
I have some friends who a big part of their menu is this thing called chicken. And they're telling
I've heard of it.
They're telling me chicken's getting weird is what I'm hearing.
Chicken's always, I shouldn't say always. It's always been weird since all this stuff happened. I mean.
Right. And you're doing your chicken wings at Mulligan's. How's that world?
You notice you don't have a plate of wings in front of you.
it's too precious to give to you, idiot.
They're up 350%.
Wings or Similac, we're out.
Yeah, I have a dry rub of Similac on a hot wing, and it's $47 for a dozen.
Sideshow Bob's here. Hey, Rocco, if you don't have a Similac, some sort of thing on the marquee this weekend,
come on.
Your crew is way dropping the ball. Way dropping the ball. So for new folks, so you're out on the east side, out by Saguaro National East at Saguaro Corners. What's the menu? Just for the newbies, what do you serve out there?
I call it Tucson comfort food.
Mm.
I brought you food from Mulligan's today, though, just so you know.
No, I like Mulligan's, too.
I call it Tucson comfort food. It's, you know, take some standard American fare that you would think of. Kind of infusing it with a little snoring, a little Mexican. You know, that's what I'm doing.
And what's Mulligan's? What would you say Mulligan's?
Mulligan's is more of a, you know, pub fare. So we take what you would normally, you know, expect to see, burgers and wings and sandwiches and things at a pub, but we do... I mean, I want to say it's like 99% scratch kitchen. You know, we got some pastas on there too, a steak dish.
Reuben egg rolls.
Yeah.
Wow. Yes.
So what I tell everyone when they go there, they go, well, it's kind of like a dive bar. I said, yeah.
It kind of is like a dive bar.
So imagine it's not fancy. You're not going to Sullivan's here, kids.
No, I'm not trying to be, yeah.
All right. It's a neighborhood bar that makes really amazing from scratch food.
Yeah, because, you know, especially on the east side, but across the city, right? You go to a bar grill place, you're eating the exact same things. I mean, they buy the same cheese sticks from the same vendors, and they keep them in the same kind of freezers, and they put them in the same fryer, and
yep.
Open up a pop tab of marinara. And then, you know what I mean?
So, I never thought I'd hear the word pop tab of marinara.
Well, you know, I can name some places if you want, buddy. So what I wanted to do was, you know, I don't want to be pretentious because it is, you know, it's kind of a blue collar kind of, you know,
sure.
Southeast neighborhood bar. But I just wanted to make sure that if you're deciding you want to go to a bar grill to eat, you know, like, do I want to eat at these places that have all the same thing in the pop tabs, or do I want to go somewhere with some good food? So we turn it into more of a, you know, pub and restaurant.
we went to your place several weeks ago. Me, Bill, Betsy, Margo, Mrs. D, our friend Amy, and we just sat there. We got there like around 1:32. It was a little quiet, the bar was not quiet. The bar was always rocking. Okay. But we just got a variety of your stuff. And we just had that kind of 2 hour just bullcrapping and chill.
Oh,
right?
Those are the best days.
And everything was good, right? The burgers that the girls got were great. Bill and I got like three different kinds of wings. Just tried. It was great.
Yeah.
But the thing I was really impressed by, it was all good, was at Mulligan's, the Brussels sprouts.
Oh, yeah. And it's such a small place. When somebody orders that, you know right away. You can smell Brussels sprouts.
So what is there's a, there's like a vinaigrette or something on there that there's some sauce thing you're putting on it that just takes it to like a whole other level.
Yeah, I'm trying to jog my memory here.
That's all right. We'll go to break. Let's go to break. 7:16 in the morning.
Yeah, it's the green chili vinaigrette. How did I miss that?
So that green chili vinaigrette. That's like crack, dude.
Thank you.
That is really.
That's what I'm trying to do. I'm trying to pull people off the street, get them off the crack and on the chili.
We could do that. See, this is public where the service. This is where the city's blowing it, right? This is where the fentanyl problem, right? And the city of gastronomy, right? We're going to move them from one off to something much better.
That's
for them.
Way better. Food is much more fun.
All right. 790-2040. Give us a call. You got a restaurant you like. You want to know something like a kind of a restaurant you should go to. We're not shy, as we say here. So
not at all.
CJ Ham, Chris DeSimone, Wake Up Tucson. All right, welcome back to the Wake Up Tucson show. 10:30 of the Voice, local news and talk. We're hanging out with CJ Ham from Saguaro Corners and Mulligan's. You heard me and Mr. Russell on the show a couple days ago.
Yeah, that was Yacht Rock Day, wasn't it?
That was Yacht Rock Day. Very
you
much.
You should have had your pink polo on that day.
Hashtag brutal.
When you spill the Campari, it does the same with pink polo.
That's what's so wonderful about that kind of pink shirt. The Campari doesn't really soil it that bad.
Liver and onions, where are you?
Oh, God, no. Nah, I'm not touching either of those things. No.
Have you ever made liver and onions at a restaurant?
No. Nope. First of all, I get a lot of crap for this, right? But I'm a chef, I'm Italian, and I don't like onions. So there's that.
this is perfect, CJ. The first offending thing is not the liver.
The onions are more offensive, actually. I agree. But, I like some awful, but it's got to be done right. And typically your liver and onions is usually at some sort of like cafe or Luby's cafeteria situation.
Right.
There's just no way that it's going to be treated. It's just, no.
Well, I think the funny part was when we were talking about how it like the guy at Ventana, he's talking about the chef at Ventana does it, right? And you got, it's lightly floured. It's got the bacon and the onion and whatever. And of course, the people who ate it to survive, listeners, were like, my mom would just throw some onions, maybe a lot of onions.
Yeah. Well, you always know you're eating something that's wonderful, right? When you have to talk about all the ways you're covering up the taste of it before you even get to eating it. You know what I mean?
Well, that's survival cooking.
Exactly. You and Matt, though, had a good idea, right? So if you rebrand liver into something else, look at sweetbreads.
Right.
If you called those what they were, nobody would have eaten them. But now they're.
Yeah. How many people think sweetbreads is a kind of cinnamon roll?
Monkey bread.
Now that's we got to look under that. We got to investigate that one. Why monkey bread? Right. We took clumps of dough. Right. We mixed them. And then we did the whole thing with the sugar.
Yeah.
Brown sugar thing, and we clumped them into a pan, and then we said, "Oh, monkeys."
Why is it monkey? Yeah. I don't get it.
Well, it's like Scrapple. That sounds happy.
Yeah.
How could Scrapple not be good? It sounds so good.
I love that game, with the, you make the words.
I was going to say, it sounds like a board game.
So I remember, I kind of feel like I was with Matt again. We were at Frankie's when Frankie was there. And he was so happy because he got the Philly Scrapple in.
Oh, yeah, he was a freak about that. Every year, it was like there's a National Scrapple Day or something, right?
Right.
And yeah, every year he's like that.
And he's like, oh, they take the cornmeal and the pig stuff and they smoosh it together. It's unbelievable. Matt, what was your... Oh, actually, I have an update. I don't know if you saw it on Facebook. You wanted to know, we were talking about you and Mrs. ASQ went to Casa Molina and the door was closed. Well, they had a fire there. Yeah. So this reminds me of the Takamatsu story in the old days of the show.
Oh, yeah.
Because now they have to rebuild after a fire, and the city of Tucson still, their inspectors are still at home, doing stuff through Snapchat or something like that. So for you Casa Molinites.
Which one?
Speedway and Wilmot.
Yep. With the bull.
With the bull.
With the bull. Joseph called up. He wanted to know what we like for a good seafood restaurant. Now, CJ and I are not big fans of shrimp rings, just to start off. We are the originators of that discussion.
Yeah, we've heard a lot of feelings at holiday parties with those.
So, seafood, all right? Now, first and foremost, what's are you doing any seafood offerings at your places? Let's start there.
Yeah, I got a few. I had a lot more, but I had to tailor it down with, like you said earlier, supply chain issues.
Yeah.
We had a mussels dish. We had some ahi dishes that I had to take off. But we still do. We had a lobster roll that I had to take off.
Oh, I remember. Yeah. I've eaten it. Yeah. It's good.
You know, we have some Atlantic salmon. We have, you know, some shrimp things, some mahi tacos.
Is salmon at Saguaro or at Mulligan's?
Saguaro.
Okay. How do you do the salmon? Because salmon's one of the most abused things in the cooking world right now.
You know, I'm not an abuser, Chris.
I know.
We do. So we just do a garlic shallot risotto. We were doing it seasonal, but we wanted to just, you know, dial it in. So we got a risotto underneath. We do the salmon on the grill to order temp. Then a pan sauce right then and there to order is a caper lemon butter sauce, and then, you know, whatever the seasonal vegetable is.
Mrs. D has this way of doing it now where it's like honey and garlic, and then she finishes off with a little broil action.
Nice. It's just, well, because cooked salmon for me, I don't like cooked salmon. I like salmon a lot and sashimi and things like that.
Right.
So if it's got to have that crust on it, right? And it sounds like she's nailing it with the sweetness from the honey and then the broiler. Boom, boom.
Oh, it's for me, I like her salmon right now better than what I'm getting in restaurants.
Beautiful.
That's how good it is. So, all right, when we come back, we're gonna
have to answer his question.
We're going to answer the question about seafood restaurants. If you have suggestions for not only, first of all, a seafood restaurant, but also even better, is there a place that does a good job just serving seafood?
It's not necessarily a seafood restaurant.
Correct. Right. We want to know that, too. So 790-2040, CJ and Chris, wake up. Sammy Davis on a Rat Pack Friday doing the theme to Shaft. Here we go. Huh? Oh, there it is.
Simmer.
All right, welcome back to the show. Christy Simone, CJ's back from Saguaro Corners Mulligan's. And we're joined by Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures.
Both are Fat Kid Favorites, by the way.
Oh, look at that. You got your own website, fatkidfavorites.com.
You just got to follow me on Facebook. You'll figure out where I'm going. You'll know what I'm having. And you'll enjoy it that way.
We have to put up with the rest of your posts that can sometimes.
That's not my problem.
That's them all entertaining in their own ways.
That's a YT, not an MP.
That's a you problem. It's not a woke nation here. This is definitely...
Chris, we missed the memo about the pastel polo shirt. It's like Easter brunch in here.
Yesterday's was purple, lilac, if you will. The day before, lilac. That was salmon. Then I had fuchsia. And
we have two of our chums from the yacht club here, Sean and Matt ESQ, one of the local lawyers. Just marvelous. Matt, let's play some Rupert Holmes. Let's go.
Rupert Holmes.
Thank you.
It's not traditional seafood, but I will give you El Rustico's Mahi Tacos, bar none, best in the damn city.
Wow. Well played.
No, no, I like offense. That. No,
you just
offense.
Dropped a bomb on them, huh?
They are.
Let's take a couple of calls. 790-2040. Let's sneak in bill number two real quick. Bill number two, what's up, buddy?
Morning, guys. Hey, I'm here to defend Matt's pink shirt. Mm. He must be very comfortable in his manliness to do that. Just to give you an idea how crazy I can be, about, I don't know, many years ago, I showed up on the first tee of a golf course with a pink shirt and lavender shorts. Can you imagine the heat I took? So,
I don't know why would you take any heat for that wonderfully bright outfit.
I have no problem with the colors, sir. My thing is I feel like I'm about to get beat up by frat boys.
Or the Easter Bunny.
We don't say frat, bro. We're a fraternity. Frat is disrespectful.
All right, guys. Rock and roll. See you later.
I once had a buddy of mine that I knew in high school, and he was going to Adelphi University on Long Island, right?
Right.
And I said the word frat, right? And he's usually pretty chilly. He's like, what'd you say?
Oh, no.
Frat? It's fraternity, bro. I'm like, oh, God. They got you. We lost you.
We lost. Let me see your brand.
790-2040. Let's go to Barney on line three. Barney, welcome to Fish Talk.
Good morning. Hey, CJ, I think I was your cuisine videographer down at the TCC a couple of years back.
Was that, what was that? Meet the Chefs?
Yeah, you were doing a cooking display up on stage there.
Maybe Saba?
Oh, yeah.
Handle the camera.
Was that me? Yeah, me and you were doing that, weren't we, Chris?
I think
so. Did I do that with you? I remember that.
Yeah, oh, Barney, that was me.
Yep.
Originally, Chris, I was going to call in about a little one of our favorites that I've been trying to drag you off to, La Olla on Silverbell. It's up just a little up the road from Little Abner's. But then you brought up seafood. I got to give a plug for my guy, Jacinto, at Mariscos Culichi, not the Chihuahua. Culichi is over at on 22nd, just east of Kolb. And Matt and I had lunch there on Tuesday, so he can give you a little bit of a heads up on it. And you know what? So can Shawnee, because he was there at the station when we brought some stuff in about a year and some ago.
The whole fried fish was good. I'll give you that one. The whole fried fish was good.
It was good stuff. We had a good lunch there. Yep.
Well, Barney, we are the home of the shameless plug. So.
And you know what? We're trying to do more than that because Charles Heller is going to swing by there today because I told him he's got to get on the air.
Well, nice. Well, again, he's a very lovely man, so I always wish him the best.
He hasn't got banished yet?
Okay.
Who? Charles Heller's or Hutchinson?
Nice. or Barney. Take your pick.
They're both lovely men.
All right.
Mariscos Culichi. 22nd and cold. Check it out, folks. You won't regret it.
All right, Barney. Thanks, buddy. I appreciate it. Again, you know, I always got to give Murph some love.
Of course.
At Kingfisher.
No, I was going to say Kingfisher. You got to say Kingfisher because the swordfish there, it's amazing.
And then, of course, that always brings us into the world of fish and chips. And so, I thought, you know, Nelson at the Speedway,
yeah, Trident.
Always did a nice job with fish and chips. So I'm missing another fish and chips place out there, other than your place. Oh, I'm sure it's great.
Yeah, I'm not shameless plugging anymore. That part's over.
I'll give you one, Station Pub and Grill.
Canyon's Crown.
Oddly enough, I'm not a fish and chips guy. My wife loves it, so I'm good with it.
Canyon's is it Club from scratch? Or is he...
No clue.
Or is he just dropping a couple of frozen blocks in the water, in the oil?
No idea.
All right.
I know, like, we do the weekend chicken. When he does the weekend chicken, that's a fresh battered, I would imagine it is, but I don't know.
Real quick, I got one that you wouldn't think about for seafood, but it's a really good dish at Piazza Gavi.
Okay.
They have this scallop appetizer with, like, Fresno chili and, not Fresno, it's Calabrian chilies and whatnot. And I can't remember what's all in it, but, man, every time we go there, which isn't often because it's kind of far from us, but whenever we can, we get there and we get that every single time, and it's delicious.
No, I haven't been to Piazza Gavi since Clinton was president, probably. So that's good to hear.
Yeah.
And they're over on Kolb and Sunrise, right?
Correct.
Yep. Yep.
My boys at El Merendero, they make a couple of amazing things. They make these, of course, the torritos, which are the Carib chili stuffed with shrimp and cheese, wrapped in bacon, flash fried, served in a bowl of soy sauce.
Beautiful. Yeah,
that sounds horrible.
Kind of good stuff. They also make an amazing shrimp with the chipotle cream sauce.
Yeah, you talk about that a lot.
Yeah,
I love that.
Yeah, that's a good one.
And again, you can get that cream sauce on a chicken enchilada. That'll
or
make
your shoe, and it's still fabulous.
It is very true. And I'm trying to think of other... Again, we are in the middle of a desert, so sometimes the seafood thing...
The Charleverse does a good job.
Oh, sure.
Oh, yeah. Delray for sure.
I mean, Gary's killing it. Of course. Come on.
I forgot about the entire
seafood tower, for God's sake.
Yeah, that's amazing.
Yeah.
You know what else does a good job with some seafood dishes? They're not really a seafood restaurant. Those Wildflower. They have a really good scallop dish with like this miso soy butter. Oh, man, it's good. But they have a few seafood items on there.
When was the last time you were at Wildflower?
The 5th and never.
It's been fairly recently.
Oh, okay. Yeah. All right. So I'm just saying that's something that
right.
If someone went.
Right. I hadn't been there like for 5 years in between visits, but I just went recently.
Yeah. Okay. I'm looking right.
There's so many other places that I go.
In fact, I was up there. I was up on that side of town. Remember, I asked you for a pizza place even. So
yeah, he asked me for pizza on Ina and Oracle because he had family staying at Westward.
Rosati's up the street.
Which on Ina and Shannon?
Yeah.
They ended up, there's, what's Fenton's place? Riley's? So like I said, I had the Riley's North, so that's where they ended up going.
Nah.
Yeah.
Chicago-style versus Riley's, I'm taking Rosati's.
To me, so there's a zillion places out there that make these little 12-inch pizzas.
Yeah.
There's a zillion of them, right?
And they're $14 a piece.
And to me, Riley's is a, I put it in the middle of the, eh. That's my take. I've never had a pizza there and went, oh my god, it just changed. No, it's not even that. Arizona pizza break.
Being an Italian guy, if you got giardiniera in your pizza, that's a damn good pizza.
I haven't tried it, but I'm definitely willing to.
Look, you don't like onions, I'll get rid of the onions. But they've got Italian beef.
Who's this?
I love giardiniera.
Rosati's Italian beef, or you've got Italian beef, pepperoni, onions, and giardiniera.
That's
all so bacon.
That
so it's amazing.
So where's Rosati's at now? I only knew the one on 6th and Campbell.
There's one up at right behind Trident on Ina and Shannon.
Okay. See, I don't know that side of the town at all.
That's call. We'll direct you where you're going.
Bill number two is swearing by the Rosati's thin crust.
Oh, absolutely.
Right.
It's straight out of Chicago.
Right. They're the Rosati's thin crust. There's one in OV in the Safeway Shopping Center there on 1st and Tangerine. Kitty corner to my last Sienda kids on that over there. And he swears by, he's like, we got to go over there. So
when you go to Rocco's, you don't have to order your pizza well done. It comes out fully cooked. When you go to Rosati's, you don't have to order your pizza well done. It comes out fully cooked.
Okay.
That's the impressive part. Most places, as you know, it's yellow cheese. I don't know what the hell yellow cheese is, but it does not belong on my pizza.
What's yellow cheese doing?
So it's uncooked. It's just barely melted. I mean, I want some brown on that thing.
Gotcha, yeah.
I've had to train the pizza monkeys over at Whole Foods there on Ina and Oracle.
You did say this to me, too. It's beautiful.
So what happens is they use good ingredients, right? They got a real deal wood fire oven back there, right? And sometimes I'm there and whatever. So I've taught them they're not allowed to present me a pizza that's cut. Right? It has to be uncut because I'm going to throw it back in the oven probably. Right? Because they always undercook it. Right? I remember, this is in the dark ages, years ago, we're up in Flag visiting a buddy of mine one summer. There was nothing. We're out by the mall area. The closest pizza place was Sbarro's. The kids wanted pizza. So me and my buddy go over to Sbarro's. Right? And the guy goes, hey, I want well done on the pizza. Right? And he's about to take it out, and I can see already as he's starting. I go, no. He goes, but they had a little timer.
Don't touch that thing.
Right? He's like, but the bell dinged.
I don't care. I don't give a bleep. Cook it again. Send it a whole nother bleep.
Set the other timer. Yeah, set the timer one more time.
So Billy number two, who used to own a bunch of Godfather pizzas in the Midwest, he knows his pizza. We went to a Marcy's, which was in where the Rosati's is now, right?
Yep,
and First and Tangerine. And she started doing pizza, right? And we went the first night for pizza. And we got it. It was tasty as heck. She's using good ingredients, right? But it was a little underdone, right? And Bill just put it to her perfectly. He goes, just tell your guys to make a cheese pizza and tell them to burn it.
Yeah.
Right? And take your timer, take your stopwatch out on your phone and time it out to how long it's going to take you to burn it that you wouldn't eat it.
You'd be surprised.
And it takes longer than you think.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
And whatever he's like, whatever that is, back it off 2 minutes, and you might be in the neighborhood.
Sweet.
You know what I mean?
That's like, no truer words have ever been spoken. You have to cook pizza. It's not supposed to come out raw, and it's not supposed to be New York style every time. I don't care where you make it. It's supposed to slap you in the elbow. It's got to have a little
no, I agree.
Little density.
Well, even good New York pizza, you got to be able to fold that slice like this, and it's got to stand up.
Drain the oil.
It's got to stand up, though. I'm saying.
Yeah.
Still at 90.
So Rocco's does cook his pizza very well, which was one of the things we like. My AZ Pizza on Sabino, Nick's place, he does it very well.
They're good.
Fiami also does a great job.
Fiami does a great job.
Have you been to Fiami yet?
I have not been there yet, no.
So Swan and Sunrise and the Safeway Shopping Center.
Okay.
He's easily one of the top.
I love that shopping center. That Safeway's beautiful.
Yeah.
Well, I know you love that Safeway.
it's a really good pizza.
But that
I will try it for sure.
And he also does loaves of bread in that pizza oven. And those,
nice. You
in the summer, two loaves of bread from there plus antipasto.
Oh yeah,
that's the DeSimones are happy.
Yeah, you make a little homemade bruschetta and you're good times.
Little Chianti and you're just perfect. Thank you. 7:47 in the morning. You're on the Wake Up Tucson Show. 10:30 The Voice. Local news and talk. 790-2040. If you got a seafood place or something else you want to share with us. You want to complain about local government? We're here there, too. We'll do whatever you want. Wake up, Tucson. 10:30 The Voice. Joey Heatherton. Oh, my gosh. Wake up. All right. Is Chuck offering another thing of bonds? Oh, Sammy Davis, the candy man, on a Rat Pack. Thank you, on a Rat Pack Friday. 790-2040. CJ Hamm, Christy Simone, Sean McCluskey, Rincon Ventures. Welcome back, gentlemen.
What's happening?
We were just talking about the machete attacks in Tucson, yeah. How there seems to be one every other day now. Why haven't all these people who are crying about, you know, J.J. Abrams, who ruined Star Wars, leaving with... Why do we have a machete with Danny Trejo series in the machete capital of the Southwest? That's what I want to know.
9mm stops machete every time.
Well, he's not the machete.
The machete. Machete.
Not the machete. Come on, buddy.
Just saying. How you stop a machete attack in Tucson, 9mm.
Now, remember when McCluskey was ridiculed and you triggered Steve Kozachik by you giving out free shotguns? You're looking like a genius now.
We still have that money, by the way.
Sean's a very smart man, but we usually don't use genius and McCluskey in the same sentence. And you are a Second Amendment Nostradamus.
It happened twice in my life. Back then in like 11 or 12 it was, and then when I asked Ashley to marry me. Those are the two things. By the way, this is a happy anniversary, babe. It's our anniversary weekend on Sunday.
Oh, that's beautiful. True.
It's been a year. Can you believe it's been a year?
Wow. It's gone fast.
She's a saint.
And she's carrying Spawn of McCluskey, so Jesus.
Well,
he's coming out in like less than 2 months.
Well, if we need to go out to Mexico and get you some Similac, we'll do that. So,
Okay. Funny thing about Similac.
Some pastel shirts.
I like the pastel shirts.
Pastel so, baby shirts.
Back to the sartorial choices.
Sartorielli's
pork store, is that what you said? Oh, sartorial, sorry.
Sartorial.
It's a big word like delicatessen, home of champions. What else you got for me?
We have restrictions in the U.S. against importing other countries' baby formula. We can't do it because something special about our ingredients and everything else and our standards are too high. That's what that's the BS they're giving us. However, Congress today, ladies and gentlemen, please just understand, help is on the way. Congress today said they're sending letters to all the big four major manufacturers of baby formula to ask why the problem is. Well, the Abbott lab in Michigan has been shut down since February, so there's one of the issues. They had two of them had a recall. There's another issue. And by the way, you're government, so you're an idiot.
Well, and they also, we know that from the shelter in Texas that the...
Three semi-tractor trailers full. How many do we get here? I know the lady who buys it for here.
Right.
I'm asking her, hey, can I get a little off the side? Just kidding. Not really, but kind of. But I do know who buys it for our sector.
Talk about the three trailers. You almost...
Oh, yeah. No, three trailers full of baby formula.
Went where?
Went to the immigrant detention center in Texas.
Yes.
Oh, I thought Chris's uncles hijacked the truck.
Well, now that the mafia knows it's going.
We only do cigarettes. Yeah.
You're about to do formula. You watch.
Now,
send him a saguaro.
Formula and fentanyl,
we're working
baby.
On that. Joe Snell's going to send the Similac people a dead saguaro and see if they can get some Similac over here. Joe, you're a genius. Garlic bread. You asked him about garlic bread.
Off air.
So to me about garlic bread, I back broken record, DeSimone, Test Kitchen.
Okay,
right? They do. So they tell you to get the cheap white bread French loaf,
sure,
at Safeway or Fry's. Yep. The one for $1.29 or whatever it is.
Inflation, buddy.
Right? Sorry,
$2.59.
Right. And then what they tell you to do is you make two different types of butter. Right. You cut your garlic up. Right. And then you actually let it sit in melted butter. Okay, and you brush that, okay? But then you do a softened butter, and then you hit it again after you do that, right? And you throw it in a 400-something degree oven for several minutes, all right? And then, and that's also cut side up, right? You take it out, cut side down, you take another cookie sheet, and you press it down as hard as you can. And then... throw it back in the oven.
That makes sense because you get a nice surface area, gets it all crispy.
Yep. It's a freaking winner, dude. It's like the best garlic bread. There's a YouTube for it. Watch it. It'll make your life better.
Guy Fieri does his garlic bread with 50% mayonnaise, 50% butter, roasted garlic, salt, pepper, and Parmesan cheese, little fresh basil or parsley, excuse me. That's amazing. I would never think that mayonnaise on a bun with garlic bread would be good, but it's sensational. It really is.
Flavor Town right there.
Well, nice
flavor town.
He's the mayor. He's the mayor.
Did you watch that Winning Time show on HBO about the Lakers?
You know, I want to, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, I know you're busy. It's a winner, dude. totally funny.
It looks awesome.
Yeah.
I just haven't got to it.
It's not for, it's
on
not,
my list.
Not for children. Not for children.
Well, do the children remember the 80s Lakers anyways? I mean, why were they?
Well, no, I'm just saying, don't watch it with your kids. No. Let's just say that. Gotcha. Don't watch it with your kids. That's what we like to say. CJ, what's coming up on deck for you? Well, is graduation weekend, even though you're far east, is that a thing for you?
I mean, we have some, but it's not a major thing for us.
Still doing live music?
No.
Excellent.
Yeah.
It's cheaper.
Well, I wanted to give Matt Russell something, you know?
What does that mean?
It's his restaurant idea. It was essentially some World Corners, but in a different neighborhood. So I'll let him have the live music.
So Matt, Matt and I were talking about what restaurant concepts we would want to do. And he talked about a place called the Ice House on Katy Trail in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, right? Where it's on a trail.
Yeah, it's on a trail. A bike-friendly trail.
And serve some, you know, good food. And
they do some smoking on premise. They have outdoor dining.
Do they have javelina?
Probably not.
If they had javelina, I'd be calling Swirl Corners. But hey,
it's on a trail. It's just not an old Spanish.
So you're saying that maybe Matt Russell subconsciously.
No, I'm sure he's but based it on a place in Texas. I'm just saying, as he was rattling off each and every point for it, I'm like, well, this kind of sounds familiar to me.
I go there every day.
You remember this a place like called Swirl Corners?
Is this
Ice
like
House?
Jimmy Page hearing that other song that sounded like Stairway to Heaven, but he didn't really know?
No, it's more like Vanilla Ice when he said he didn't sample Queen and boy, mine goes ding 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 ding.
CJ Ham,
yes sir,
a pleasure as always.
Thank you for dragging me out of bed this morning, sir.
Did you have fun?
Yeah, absolutely. Always.
Good answer.
Every time.
I'm coming for those Similac dusted wigs.
$47.99 a dozen, sir.
I'm in. What do I bring my own Similac?
And I'm still losing money.
I was like, what do I bring my own Similac?
It has a farm-to-table Similac dry rub with some encrusted dry lemon zest. Just beautiful.
We have to use a Walmart brand soon.
That's off the shelves, too.
Sure. That's called Similac. So.
Great values. Great value, alack.
Have an amazing weekend, sir.
Thank you very much.
Sean McCluskey and I are going to move on. Got the folks from Frankie's Cheesesteak here. So.